One of the things I wanted to do at an outset is, you know, what is it we're talking about doing in a deposition? Well, you know, as Linda said and others said, you know, what is it that you've got to prove? But also, what is your goal for that particular deposition? They're not always the same. The depositions I took this week in Chicago were very different than the ones Quentin were taking this week in Boston. And the ones in Chicago involves a propane tank connected to a grill, and the user was burned because of a leak at the connection between the tank and the hose that runs into the grill. And we've already taken some depositions in this case, and we already have the corporate rep with the most knowledge of this project, the building designing of the grill, on record with some answers that we like. And according to every witness there is, this guy knows the most about this particular project, this particular grill, the particular standards involved. The grill was manufactured in China. This was their first operation in China. And he is the guy that knows the most. And so part of what we were trying to accomplish is we want that testimony to be there at trial that we have already elicited. And you've got to kind of balance it out with making sure that you collect as much information as you can from this witness as to what they may testify to at trial, but also try to funnel them back in to the person that has the most knowledge is the person we already know the answers from. And, you know, so we had a much different set of goals for this Tuesday in Chicago than what we've had in Boston and depositions where we had the investigating police officer who did the accident reconstruction on the bus case and making sure that we were collecting all of that information and so forth and getting information for our experts. But in tort cases in general, as all of y'all know, negligence is a primary cause of action in most of these cases. These are the elements that you learned in law school.